I can't control my colon, and I'm wearing this veil today because it's a sad day. It's a very sad day because, you know, by the time we record next time, standard time will have come to an end and we will have sprung forward. And you know, I don't like it when it's still daylight after Final Jeopardy.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 7th of March, 2022.
Did you say 20 and 20 U?
I did again. I believe I said that last week.
Now, is that Y-O-U or E-W-E?
It's probably more likely that it's E-W-E around here.
Okay.
But,
okay.
that is in the doughy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even in my time of need, he still can't. He still can't be bothered. It's almost like it's still so-so month. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the...
Gassy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the gassy and the... Well, I'm glad you got out of bed one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Yes, I... I've had a lovely weekend. It's been beautiful weather.
Oh.
And by this time next week, it's going to be down near freezing again.
Correct. It is outside. I just checked because the air conditioning is running here in the Vader family compound. It's 80 degrees outside on my back porch. By this time, as Fat One said, next week, it'll be, I'd say, in the 40s. By this time in the day. So.
Yeah, but the low's near freezing.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's about how it's going to go.
But there is a silver lining to all of this. We're expecting... That's not silver.
Right. All right.
It's going to rain most of the week, and maybe the rain will wash the pollen away. Because it's true. Already covering everything.
It's true. And I was going to wash the jalopy this weekend, but y'all, it's going to rain all week. So so no point in doing that, but that's okay. On Thursday, I have to fly to Huntsville, Alabama, so that I can then drive to Fayetteville, Tennessee, which is a place, FYI.
Is that anywhere near the home of the 1982 World's Fair?
It is not.
Because you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than the theme song to the 1982 World's Fair, except maybe the 1980 census.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not near the Knoxville. So now we are going up near that area. Actually, no, we're not. No, we're not. Never mind. I was going to say, at the end of the month...
If you're not going to be near Knoxville, then you're probably going to be close to Christian, Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I am in nowhere.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Cuntsville, so that's why I thought you...
Right.
Oh, never
mind. Understand. But y'all, it's going to be one of those days. My flight out is at 6:30 in the morning, which means getting to the area of Puerto at... 5:30 in the morning. Now, no check bags or anything. In fact, no bags, just a backpack because it's just for the day.
Uh-huh.
But
need a ride?
No, the coal mine's paying for that. But
Well, the hell with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Parking in the valet garage right next to the terminal. We were just afraid. My coworker, we'll call her
Lorena,
that's probably better. We were both afraid that the 3 p.m. flight home would be a little too early to get the rental car returned and get back to the area of Puerto. So, y'all, we're on the 9 p.m. flight, so we don't get home until midnight.
Well, at least you can go to the Delta Sky Lounge and...
I have United access, and we're flying Delta, so yeah. And plus, my coworker, Lorena, does not have access to anything, so... Y'all, we're flying coach, which luckily it's 2 1-hour flight. So God. it's going to be a challenge, but we'll persevere. We will overcome, as they say.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. So, Big Fatty, let's just rip the Band-Aid right off. Y'all, it's been a stressful week.
Let's do it. Y'all, we've got cue the bagpipes.
I did not cue the bagpipes because I don't want to make this a thing. I thought about it.
Cue the poopy music.
Much more appropriate.
That's really more appropriate for bagpipes on this show.
Right. Y'all, it was a tough week here at the Vader Family Compound, and and some of you know I kind of casually mentioned that I'd been having a very sick kitty cat for a while, and unfortunately this week Bugaboo had to pass away.
He went to the farm upstate, right?
Well, he did go to the country.
I heard he went. Was that spelled C-U-N-T?
I think it was. And okay. As I told the receptionist at the vet, the vet was spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, I couldn't see his regular vet. I had to see Cunty McCunt-Cunt, which was not what I needed in my time of stress.
Well, maybe she'll be at the airport when you fly out on Wednesday, too.
Probably. She'll be the one who's telling me I can't take my camisole on the airplane.
Right.
Anyway, I had to see the owner of the veterinarian. Y'all, I almost wanted to switch veterinarians after that experience. But had to say goodbye to Bilbo J. Baggins, Kitty Cat Esquire, on Friday, actually. And so it was kind of unexpected. He had not been doing well, but all of a sudden it was time. So it was a hustle, if you will, to get him there on time.
He had been in assisted living there at the Vader family condo for forever.
Well, basically, but before the holidays is when the first symptoms showed up. And so I had been hesitant to leave him for more than, 12, 13 hours. Mm-hmm. But really in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, things have gotten worse. So, y'all, I'm not telling you, we discussed this. I felt like we needed to say something, but it's
and by we, he's talking about you and me and him.
Right. Okay. Now you'll probably hear Bugabette in a minute because she's turned into an absolute monster since he passed away. Because she gets all the attention.
Right.
And all the tuna. And so she's on a diet though, because she is enormous. And I mean, T-Rex legs, basically.
Is Bugabette wearing her baseball cap backwards?
No. She is. Y'all, I admit I haven't. Y'all know how this goes, where you're really focused on one thing and you kind of ignore other things. And I admit I had not been paying that much attention to Bugabette. I mean, if she got up on the sofa, I would give her belly rubs and all that. But I really was focused on Bugaboo.
Can I just sum this up? In one word.
Yeah, please.
Tubby.
Correct. So tubby, her little back legs are having a lot of trouble with her girth. And so she's got to get some weight off. But
you can relate to this.
Exactly. So she has to go to the vet next week.
Will there be flensing?
There's probably going to be some inappropriate touching while she's there. So she's sitting here staring at me like she hates me and everything to do with me. So anyway.
Nothing's changed then.
Yeah. So she and I have had quite a weekend of, just getting used to each other again. And y'all went to the grocery store yesterday.
After he stopped by the villa.
I did. I stopped by the villa really quick. And Todd, I broke the news to Big Fatty about Bugaboo, and he was, of course, devastated.
I was.
You know, Bugaboo's, I guess I should also say, y'all, Bugaboo was 17 and a half years old. Actually, yesterday.
Now, what is that? Did we discuss this once before, or what that is in people year?
I think
it's not the same as dogs.
It's not the same as dog. And I think when I did the math, it was closer to like 84, 85. So, again, he lived, y'all, this cat lived a very pampered, long, comfortable life.
He could vomit wherever he wanted to.
It's true. It's true. And he did. And he did, in fact. In fact, at the very end, he had a major accident on the guest bed. So now I don't have a guest bed. But
well, y'all, if you were planning on visiting the Vader family condo.
Not right now.
You can be in the Bugaboo vomit suite.
Oh, it wasn't vomit. It wasn't vomit.
It was the Bugaboo
TT suite.
Colonic discharge suite.
So that's when I was like, all right, we got to go. And so, y'all, I didn't realize how bad things were, but they had definitely gotten worse in 48 hours. So point being, he was old, and the vet, Cunty McCunt, the vet, was kind of like, you could have done more. And y'all.
Which is exactly what you want to hear
right
when you've made a decision.
Right. And I said, possibly, but it would have just meant that it extended this for him, and I'm glad it was mercifully fast. And, you know, right up until the last couple of days, y'all, he was jumping and running and just lounging about, and so he had a good last, I'd say, 6 months. So, and got everything to eat he could have ever dreamed of. Y'all, yeah. Anyway, the litter box situation has been much more manageable this weekend, but anyway, so Big Fatty just shot himself, but
my litter box situation is not quite as good.
Right. Right, so anyway, but you probably wondered. I said, you know, it was the doughy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitria Parton, and y'all.
Yes,
I'm making some baked goods down in the Vader family kitchen.
Oh,
y'all, I have probably not been the most pleasant person to be around at the coal mine the last few weeks because. Some stuff has been happening with Bugaboo, or had been happening with Bugaboo and during the night, which meant I wasn't really sleeping very well. And so I was pretty on edge and pretty ready to murder someone. So, y'all, I'm making them everything I can think of to make them fat. And so currently some dough is proving.
Hadn't been Larry H. Vader. It's been Larry T. Vader.
And the T stands for?
Twat.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
To the point where I left on Friday, because I went in for a while Friday and ended up leaving because I yelled at someone and basically told her to go fuck herself, which, I mean, I think I'd still do today because Big Fatty knows the situation. Like, I think I probably would, but y'all, it's my new skull, so.
Ugh.
Anyway, but
it's so sad to see such young skulls nowadays.
Oh, very young, very scully, and, you know, honestly, I just couldn't handle any more of it. But
and by Scully, you're not referring to the X-Files, right?
I mean, yeah, no, it could be. Okay. But anyway, so speaking of, tell you what.
Tell it.
It has been a while. I will say that. It has been a while.
Yes.
And you probably think we're going to do, you know, a skull update, if you will.
Oh, is it going to be a tropical skull update?
But no, let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, well, you know, it's been so long since we've done this. I'm sure we've gotten it all tightened up and everything.
I think that was one of Bugaboo's final things he took care of with the editing.
And on his epitaph. All right. Yes. All right. Here we go. Here we go now.
Having it up. His whole life.
Disappointed as he goes to glory.
Well, to the country.
Oh, excuse me. Into the woods.
Right. Thank you.
Y'all, as when I chose the into the country option for cremation, she said, I don't know where the country is around here. And I said, it's Monk's Corner. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. But y'all, we have a voice letter. I was shocked to get this. Now, it went to the wrong e-letter address. So if you'd like to send one, you can send it to meh, at the lfc.online. Not to me personally, to my personal e-letters.
Now, let me ask this.
Okay.
Have you previewed this?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it could be a reminder about your jalopy warranty expiring soon.
It could be. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
So let's take a listen.
Here we go. All right.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Big Fatty. It's Scotty Aussie Butler. I thought I should call your little show.
Yes.
I don't know if you have like a phone number or something.
No,
we do.
Do you ever advertise it? Anyway.
No.
I'm calling anyway.
Okay.
Ringing you from Australia.
Wait. Yes.
Listen, I've just got back from Mardi Gras. Sydney.
Yes.
Gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. Yes, we still say gay and lesbian here. Only for the Mardi Gras, of course. Otherwise, lesbians come first. And it was great. I went down with a friend from church. Who was 70, that's right, 70, 70.
I saw those photos, yeah.
His first Mardi Gras. He only came out in the last couple of years.
Ooh. Oh, as opposed to he only came in the last couple of
years.
Yes,
divorced.
That's my
two children, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Totally screwed up life thanks to his church and ex-wife and et cetera, whatever, whatever. But it was great.
Was there any COVID?
It was kind of weird, thanks to COVID, so it wasn't marching down the street, but it was just so lovely seeing all the gays and all the six packs and the pecs and a few gross, inappropriate people.
I believe I saw a couple of a black fellow.
How dare you?
Around in their undies and
how dare you?
Assless chaps, etc. But such a good weekend. And Ishmael, my boyfriend, who, yes, lives in Sumatra. No, did not fly over for it. He really wants to come. I mean, yeah, that's obvious. But he really wants to go to Mardi Gras with me. And also, he sent me dick pics.
Well, that's not what I was looking for, but I think that's still appropriate. So, call me Ishmael. Okay. So, Big Fatty, where's Sumatra? Is that in Africa?
What is that? Does that indicate that he has a Moby Dick? Thank you.
I'm going to have to bring the Stream Deck home from work so I can be faster on the button pressing. Yeah. Okay, let's just unpack all of this.
Let's unpack that.
Y'all, it's not a valise. This is Miss Sugarbaker's luggage.
Miss Sugarbaker's steamer trunk.
Correct. Okay, so you went to the Mardi Gras. Now, I have never been to the Mardi Gras because it sounds like everything I don't like rolled into one package. Have you been?
I've been to the U.S. Mardi Gras.
I'm sure it's very similar.
Very similar. My question was, Scotty, did you show him your tits?
Oh. Yeah, how many beads do you have? Did you have to check an extra bag?
Yes,
to
get
the beads home.
Yes, because
that's what I expect when Miss Bacon and I go to New Orleans. Like we're
that you'll show her your tits.
Yep, and she'll just keep throwing beads at me to stop me. Yeah, they're a little jiggly today, especially.
I hear y'all are going to be down there for Pride 48.
Oh yeah, this is where we're going. We're not going to participate in the online Pride 48. We're having an in-person Pride 48.
Right. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think Guru Nudie may be joining you.
Probably. Oh, I wonder if Loverman's going to come too,
Karl Lagerfeld, you know, you can't do New Orleans without Karl Lagerfeld.
Wonder if do we think Miss Bacon has ever met Guru Nudie?
From Tampa. No, probably not.
Oh, good. Y'all, if you've never met...
Goo,
right. If you've never met Guru Nudie and Loverman, y'all, they're lovely. They're absolutely lovely people. They really... met them on numerous... Y'all, I've had them in my mobile home. And by had them, I mean they've come by my mobile home.
And they hosted Vodka Fest a couple of times, didn't they?
They hosted the original Vodka Fest. Guru Nudie is the reason Vodka Fest exists. or existed. But yeah. Oh, speaking of Vodka Fest, y'all, everything is moved around on the board. And I can't find it. It's becoming a weekly thing. Y'all, I'm going to the G'days this year.
Oh, it's just sad to watch him struggle to find the buttons.
Now, Big Fatty, are you going to the G'days this year?
I have it on my calendar to have elective dental surgery that week, and so I will not be able to make it.
Okay. Okay. Well, my friend, we'll call him Big Ed, and I, and y'all, Big Ed's older than Scotty's friend.
Oh, yeah.
But he's and got bigger. A mini. And bigger, and he's got a minivan. And so... Ed,
that's so you can pull up at the soccer, youth soccer leagues. And
right.
Just.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So Big Ed, I keep wanting to call him something else, but it's something I can't call him because he would, that's not okay. But, y'all, Big Ed and I, are going down on Wednesday of the G'days and we're staying until Monday.
And that's the first weekend in June, right?
It is the first weekend in June and we are staying at the Host Hotel and we're staying alongside our friends Tim and Jay, I think a few other people, but Tim and Jay are the only ones who have reservations that I'm aware of. So, y'all, we will probably not be at the Disney other than Wednesday night for the monorail crawl. So, if you're going and you're interested in that, just let me know. I'll give you all the deets on where we're meeting and when. Probably about 40 or 50 of us. But yeah, we're gonna go down and we're gonna have a hootenanny. And
get ready to
Yeah, that sounds like a hootenanny.
Y'all, I'm doing this. Something has changed on my desk, and I'm sitting crooked, and I'm looking and twisting. So we're gonna have a hootenanny, y'all.
Tomorrow he'll be complaining about having a stitch. From all the turning and twisting and turning.
Y'all, I have slept so much this weekend without Bugaboo and all the issues we were having. I got in bed at 9:45 Friday night and slept until 8:30 Saturday morning. It was glorious.
Lovely.
I've been just exhausted. Lovely. But anyway, yep. So we're going to go down. So if anyone else is going to go, let us know. I don't think we're going to have extra pool party passes because we're just kind of paying as we go. We decided with COVID and everyone's health, everything was non-refundable. So we just booked separately. But yeah, we'll be at the Host Hotel, which y'all, I've stayed at the Host Hotel before. It is a dump.
And it is Disney's magical dump, right?
Yeah, we're over on International Drive at the Avanti Palms. I stayed there for a conference once, and it was absolutely awful. Now, it's been bought by a new owner and has been remodeled, so supposedly it's better, but I have zero faith in this. But y'all, we're staying in a deluxe tower suite.
When traveling with Big Ed,
it's right. Well, I want
the four of you going to be in that suite?
No. Just my friend Big Ed and I. And y'all, it's so inexpensive at this place that I was like, y'all, if anybody else wants to go, just get your own damn room. It's under $100 a night. So,
That right there says that they've really poured the money into the place.
No, that's pretty high for that area of International Drive. But anyway, we are not staying there Wednesday night. We are staying over at Disney on Wednesday night so that we can just monorail back to our coma chambers after having far too much to drink at the monorail crawl.
Now, are you going to reveal where you're staying on the monorail that evening?
I will once we book it. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And we may actually do Wilderness. We may do Wilderness Lodge actually, which is not on the monorail, but that is where the drinking starts. So it's easy to boat from there to the monorail anyway, because it's usually Wilderness Lodge, Contemporary, Polynesian, Grand, Fall Down. We usually do it in that order anyway. No one cares. So. But that's just what's going to be happening. So, would love to meet you at the G'days.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone who was born on this day. I tell you all if they're dead or alive, and more importantly, who they were.
Right. Willard Scott.
Willard Scott. You may have known him from NBC's The Today Show. And Willard Scott is dead.
Willard Scott is indeed dead. Died in 2021. I don't think we got to wish him a happy 100th birthday on the Smuckers label. So anyway, Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, well, you may have known her. She was an evangelical, and she loved the makeup. And y'all, she only had one leg, but she's dead. They had to saw the other one off.
She only had one leg.
You should ask the PNS Noah about that. But yeah, y'all, they had to cut one off because of all her diabetes. She's dead.
Yeah, she is dead. She's been dead a long time.
In my mind, she hasn't.
2001.
Lord, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a good podcast about her if you just Google it. Anyway.
Speaking of, you were talking about the skull earlier. Amanda Gorman.
Amanda Gorman. She is alive, and you would probably know her. Y'all, she won a bunch on the Jeopardies and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda Gorman is indeed alive, but she is the poet laureate that spoke at Joe Biden's inauguration.
Yes.
Right.
All right. But very Luther. Similar to the skull. I can see why you would be.
Very similar.
The skull was very well spoken.
Luther Burbank.
Luther Burbank. Luther Burbank is dead. Y'all, he was big in the movie industry way back when, but that's who Burbank, California is named after.
Well, you are correct in that he's dead. Perfect. But he was an American horticulturalist who developed more than 800 strains and varieties of plants.
Were any of them delicious ones? Because, I feel like George Washington Carver
I know that you enjoy having a vegetable over every now and then. So, to the area. So anyway, and I think that's it.
Well, I was trying to rush through them to see if we could make you run out before the time was up. So, but we actually had content today to discuss with Scotty's. And yes. Scotty, thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Yes, yeah. Most people couldn't be bothered.
Correct. So thank you.
Oh, I do have one more if you want it.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, Bobo Holloman.
I think is still alive, and he was better known actually by a lot of people. He was better known as Bobo the Clown. So
Bobo the Clown, yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, Bobo has gone to the country.
Oh.
And he was an American baseball pitcher. And he also invented the glory hole. Not really. But it's like Bobo honking, holla, man.
Oh, Lord, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, that's not right. Okay. Y'all.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Lord, y'all. By the way, Big Fatty, you don't think when I said I was going to send Bugaboo to the country, y'all, they treated me like I had 17 heads that I didn't want his ashes.
Well, only place you could have put them was really in the litter box. I mean,
I was like, what am I going to do with a guy? Anyway, sorry. It was a bad experience. Those final moments were not just tough. It was a bad experience. So I've filed my complaint with Google.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you coming up with will there be a memorial service?
There'll probably be some sort of a tuna salad sandwich for lunch.
By the way, next Sunday, the time changes, and you know what else happens next Sunday?
You get very cranky.
Well, that and one other person. And they're going to be especially cranky when they find out that the first day of their cruise of a lifetime is going to be an hour shorter, and 14 days later, at the end of the cruise, it's going to be the full moon. Do you know anybody that fits that bill?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Not right off. Were you thinking of someone specific?
Well, probably someone that's headed towards the country.
Oh.